At the same time, a backlash started to take place against the Democratic Party, which had held the White House since 1932. The fall of China and the stalemate in Korea contributed to the Republican landslide of 1952. Americans were tired of what they saw as pointless bloodshed in Korea. The Republican presidential candidate, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, also appealed to voters. People liked Ike. Eisenhower had never belonged to a political party. Indeed, the Democrats had been courting him too. So to cement his ties to the Republicans, he picked a fiercely anti-communist running mate, Senator Richard Milhouse Nixon of California. Paradoxically, Nixon would be the president who got the United States out of Vietnam and the president who established diplomatic relations with the communists of Red China. Segment 28D, Proxy Wars and the Arms Race. Both the West and the East committed tremendous resources to developing and building weapons. Fortunately, the Soviet Union and the United States never went to war with each other. Instead, they engaged in what we call proxy wars.